The man lived on the mountain of God. He was fed manna by the angels of God. And he drank from the never-ending source of nectar, which tasted of all the vines of earth, combined into a heavenly concoction. The man looked down on the valley of man and began to desire the things of man, to be hungry for the things of man. So he left the mountain of God and journeyed down to the valley of man. He walked until he reached a river that was fine and cool, and in the shade of a substantial tree he sat and watched the water for signs of life, as he grew hungry after his journey into the world of man. After some time, a fish swam up to the bank of the river. The fish was large and wore a robe of iridescent scales that caught the sunlight. The fish asked the man, "What do you seek?" And the man answered, "I am hungry and desire something to eat from the world of man." The fish continued, "What is your preference?" And the man replied, "I believe it is trout." To this the fish made no reply, except when the man looked to his right on the bank. There was set a banquet table, overflowing with fishes prepared in every manner. There were smoked fish, and fish stews, and crisp fried fish. The dishes seemed endless. And the man ate his fill, and when he finished the last bowl, he noticed the fish was gone. He sat back under the tree and took in the world of man. Soon the man grew thirsty, and the fish in the robe of iridescent scales swam up to the bank of the river. The fish asked the man, "What do you seek?" And the man answered, "I am thirsty and desire something to drink from the world of man." The fish continued, "What is your preference?" And the man replied, "Some wine of earth." To this the fish made no reply, except when the man looked to his right on the bank. Set on the banquet table was a magnificent carafe. It was from this that he drank his fill of sweet white wine from the vines of earth. When he finished the last of the wine, he noticed the fish was gone. He sat back under the tree and watched the sun set on the world of man, and slept the night under the protection of the massive tree rooted in the bank of the river of man. The man dreamed of the things of earth and the senses fulfilled, and when he woke, he walked many days by the river. When he grew hungry or thirsty, he was fed by the fish in the robe of iridescent scales. One day, as he walked by the river, he stopped and looked very intently into the water at his own reflection. He studied it for a very long time. And, as if the fish could hear his thoughts, it swam up to the bank and asked him, "What do you seek?" The man answered, "I want a companion to walk with me and see the things of man and taste the things of earth." To this, the fish made no reply. But when the man looked to the right, on the bank of the river sat a woman whose eyes shone in the sunlight and whose smile caught his heart. He took her hand, and they walked by the river of man and ate from the table provided by the fish from the river and had their fill of the wine from the vine of man. And they lay down together and were fertile. The woman pushed forth a son who grew strong on the food provided by the fish and who walked in the shadow of the man at the edge of the river. One day the man noticed that his son stared long into the distance, away from the river of man. The man noticed that his son grew restless and strayed further and further from the river each day. The man was not surprised when the son told him that he was going in search of what lay beyond the river, and the man and the fish in the robe of iridescent scales watched as the son walked away from the river, and the woman cried. Time passed, and the man and the woman stayed with the fish at the river and walked its banks, and wondered at the things of man, and were filled from the table set by the fish. One day the silence was broken by a great noise that heralded their approaching son. His return was marked by a cacophony of brass, cymbals, all manner of noisemakers, and the raucous people that made up his band. They flooded onto the banks of the river and into the waters. The people began to raise up houses, which they filled with children. Then the houses gave way to other buildings, and soon the bank of the river took on a different appearance. The man watched as his son grew in importance in the growing city by the river of man. The son's wealth grew in proportion to his girth, and he was blessed with many sons, some wise, some foolish. The Son and his followers lavished upon themselves finery, and thought not of dumping their waste into the river. The river began to smell from the excesses of man, but only the old man and his wife noticed the odor. The Son and his followers did not sense the change. They did not spend their days tending the fields by the river. They traded with passing camps and stored up vast supplies of silver and gems and other treasures. They spent their nights in drink and their days pursuing the things of man, and they wore their wealth for all to see how important they were. Soon the stories of the city of riches spread over the land, and the wealth of the city drew the attention of the people dwelling on the other side of the river. And the foreigners desired the riches displayed by the Son and his followers. There came a great battle for the spoils of the city. When the people from the other side of the river came to take the riches flaunted by the Son and his followers, the river ran red with the blood of the battle. And the battle raged on. The dead littered the banks of the river, and the stench of rotting corpses spoiled the air as the flesh spoiled the water of the river. The great battle fought for the spoils of man wrought naught but death and destruction. And when the last army fled, the earth was scarred and barren, and there was no wealth. The spoils of the great battle were none but grief. The fields tended by the man were damaged and rutted in the war for the riches of man. Very few trees remained along the bank of the river, as they had either been cut down to build the houses before the battle, or used for protection once it ensued. There was nothing to hold the earth in place along the bank of the river, so after the great battle, the fields lay barren. The river ran foul with the blood and waste of man, and famine followed. The children were crippled in war, the women were grief-stricken in war. The young men had been killed in war. The buildings along the river began to fall in disrepair, and all left fell in a hush. Some grew sick and perished. The children born during this time of peril had the look of old people, even at birth. And the man and the woman watched in horror at the things set by man. After the famine, there came months of rain without ceasing. It battered the land and took the remaining soil at the edge of the river. And the man and woman watched as the earth was stripped away from the few remaining trees, leaving their roots exposed above ground. But with the rains, the river began to be washed free of the blood of war, and the old man grew weary and found a spot next to the river. He looked back at the debris of the city of man and began to cry. He cried for the folly of man. He cried for the foolishness of man. He cried and blamed himself for bringing the destruction of man to the banks of the river. He cried and cried. And his tears matched the waters of the river. His tears cleaned his face as the free-flowing waters cleaned the river from the stench of the excesses of man. Still the man cried, and the fish heard his cry and was summoned by the prayer of the man. Through weakened eyes, the man saw the fish approach the bank of the river. With the appearance of the fish, the rains stopped, and the sun appeared, and its light was caught in the robe of iridescent scales worn by the fish. And the fish asked the man, "What do you seek?" And the man answered, "To return to the mountain of God." To this, the fish made no reply. But the man looked to his right, and there on the bank of the river was the banquet table, covered with fresh linen. But there were no bowls filled with the fishes from the river of man. There was no carafe brimming with the wine from the vines of man. At each corner of the table stood an angel. They were serene and calm, and manifestations of the heavenly presence amongst man. Their garments waved gently in the fresh breeze that stirred and carried the promise of a new spring. The man noticed fresh green shoots pushing up through the earth that had been replenished with silt from the river. The man's face was still wet with the tears of man as he laid his body down on the table and closed his eyes to the world of man. As he drew in his last breath on the plain of man, the angels lifted the corners of the linen cloth and accompanied his spirit back to the mountain of God. The woman watched all of this from the river bank and gave thanks for the man who journeyed to the plain of man as he returned to the mountain of God. For no man's life is a waste on the plain of man if he carries back to the mountain of God his lessons learned. As it is forever struck on the halls of eternity, a lesson for all, a tribute to the spirit of man, the material being, the Son of God.